So we are in Shaar Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. So we talked about how the Malachim are stuck in their place, and their Kedusha follows our Kedusha because they cannot really change things around. They cannot be Mashpia. Malachim are not created with that ability to be Mashpia. Only we human beings are created with that ability to be Mashpia. And therefore, when we are Mashpia, that gives them the strength to do it. Okay, now, I wanna explain something. The concept, Bechlal, that we're talking about. Why is it that, remember the word used by the Nefesh HaChaim was Hiskashros Ha'olamos, the connection between the worlds. We are the ones that can put in this world and connect it to the world above it. What is this, Lego? What does this mean? Now, obviously, we don't know what it means, but and it's not meant to be physical. All these things are kind of mishalim. It exists in a spiritual sense. It's not a physical reality necessarily. So there's no planet Earth on top of this planet Earth, but it's in a spiritual sense. It's a spiritual reality. So I want to explain a little bit what it means. Okay. Sometimes you find somebody and you can sense when you talk to them that they're very superficial. Right? They look at things in a very superficial way. Nothing really means anything. And then you find someone's a little deeper, right? Where you say, oh, that's a deep person. There's a thinking person. That thinking person, when they are looking at, you know, a situation, they're not just looking at what happened. They're looking at, oh, why did this happen? How did it happen? There's a depth to the way they look at things, right? When a person with Kedusha, okay, when you look at someone that's Kadosh, okay, Kedusha, what Kedusha means is that it's a connection to a place beyond the physical reality, okay? So in other words, you look at Rav Steinman, Zatzal, you look at the Ribnitz Rav, you look at Big Tzaddik, okay? So you look at them and say, oh, he's a Heilig Yid, he's a Kadosh. There's a lot of people that do mitzvahs, and what makes him a Kadosh? He's a Kadosh because he doesn't need much from this world. Rav Steinman, I've said before many stories from him, he didn't need anything from this world. He fought against having any shaykhis to this world, right? Rav Steinman. So he doesn't need anything from this world. So when you see the goof, really, you almost like see through him. You see, he's just an neshama. The body, right? The more a person can, so when you see him, what do you really see? What is he thinking? What's affecting his decisions? His goof or his neshama? Purely neshama, right? What does my neshama want? What's good for my neshama? The more coarse a person is, so everything's about the goof. I'm hungry now. Everything's about the goof, right? So the Kedusha means a person can zero in to the deeper, to the depths of the Inyan and tap into a Kedusha, tap into a little bit of a deeper place. Okay, so Rav Steinman, but I'm saying that could be with a lot of us. You're going to put on tefillin. Okay, but I want to tap into a little bit of a deeper nekuda. I want to a little bit get past this business that the goof is holding me back. I want to be able to lift myself up over that and connect to a higher place. All that's what this Hiskashos Ha'olamos means. And it's the ability for a person to say, remember, because the neshama, the world above this world, we said, is like the neshama for the world underneath it, right? It's what makes the world, it's what gives, supplies the world underneath it with its Kedusha, with its... So if a person... Lifting up this world means I see the Kedusha in this world, and then I look at it like, oh, this thing is just a piece of Kedusha, right? There was a, when there was a Tamachachas, he sees a cow, right? It's not a cow. This is a Sefer Torah, it's a pair of tefillin, it's meat for the karbonis. Everything is has a tachlis in a spiritual sense. You could lift everything up. When you see, right, different, the more spiritually oriented you are, the more when you see something, you're more refined, you're looking at it. You're looking at it from a more kadosh spiritual place, right? So similar to when, you know, you, an artist and I can both walk into a room and I don't see anything special. And this guy's like, wow, the corner, the angles of this window is unbelievable. And the architect sees tremendous chokhmah in the architecture. I didn't see any of that. I'm like, nice room, you know, are the lights on or off? Like, why is it so dark in here? You know, and the other guy sees like, no, this was the unbelievable, the chokhmah and the angles of the walls and the paint, and then it's just right. So he sees something I don't see, right? So when someone that's tapped into the Kedusha, they look around the world, they're like, see something else, right? So the more that we can tap into our neshama, the more we view things that way, that's what it means. We're connecting this world with the world above it, because it's, in a sense, we're kind of seeing through this world and seeing that it's really here for its tachlis of Kedusha, right? And this ultimately gives a person a tremendous sense of purpose, right? Because what happens is I see my money, and it's not really money. This money is there. Some people will see money. There's a way to enhance my pleasures of this world. I can get whatever I want, get whatever car I want. I can get whatever vacation I want. And some people see, oh, I have money. I can do more mitzvahs. I can support more learning Torah. I can do more chesed. You can look past anything and find the nekuda of kedusha in it. And that's what Rav Shachaim is saying. That's what it means. This hiskashos ha'olamos. You can connect the world with the world above it. In other words, when you see this world, you're really seeing the neshama of it. You're seeing the neshama of the world above it, because that's the point of Kedusha. And this is very important, by the way, how to see other people. Are you looking at the neshama of the person? You look at the guf of the person. Sometimes people can do something wrong, but if you're able to zero in on the neshama, that's why great tzaddikim, I'm reading the book of the Tasha Rebbe. So whoever walked in, he was a tzaddik gomer. Why? Because he saw the neshama. When a yid would walk into him, he sees his neshama. His neshama, you know, doesn't have these averis that his guf has, right? So basically, that ability only exists in human beings. We have the ability to tap into the Kedusha that exists in those worlds. And that's what Rav Shachaim was saying. That's why we stand on our toes when we say Kedusha. That's the Tevila of Kedusha is doing. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is saying that we're finding the Nekud of Kedusha in the world. Am I saying anything? Is this making sense? Is this a little, it's a little out there? It's a little deep? But I'm interesting from a Musar perspective. That's really what he's saying. You know, these Kabbalistic terms really have a Musar perspective to them. He's saying that the worlds are connected with the worlds above it, and by saying Kadosh Kadosh, we're lifting up the worlds. And the, well, what does all that mean? I'm saying that's what it means. It means is that the world above this world is a much more refined spiritual world, and that's providing the spiritual chias for the world we're in. And by saying Kadosh, we're finding the Nekud of Kedusha in it. And we're saying, no, this doesn't have to be such a lowly thing. We can actually find the point of Kedusha in it. And everything that we have can be used either for Kedusha or not for Kedusha. And we have to be able to be training ourselves to see the point of Kedusha in the things around us and in the world around us. And that's the ability of human beings over Malachim. Okay, like we said yesterday, that now, by the way, I saw in one of the Purushim in the Nefesh HaChaim that he asked Adam's question from yesterday, which is that even though in the Keser Yitnu Lacha, it says that the Malachim follow us, but in the Nekadesh, it says Nekadesh as Shimcha Ba'olam, we will be Mekadesh Kishem Shemakdishim Oysa Bishmei Marim, just like the Malachim do it. So it sounds like the Malachim doing it and we're following them. Right, so which one is it? So he said a very interesting thing. He's saying that the spiritual koach of something can't be defined until it's manifested in this world. So, for example, like we said last time, let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a spiritual force to say, I want to give goodness. That's not very defined, right? It's just, it's a spiritual force. Hashem emits a spiritual force of goodness. Okay, so what does that mean? Goodness. All of a sudden, once it got physicalized, if that's a word, once it became physicalized into this world, right? It went through the olamos and it became physical. So that turned into the fact that this guy won the lottery, right? So when you may not have been able to tap into the fact that there was a hashpa of toiv, of goodness, all the way up there, because it was a very refined, dark, spiritual emission from Hashem saying, I want goodness to happen. But when the guy won the lottery, everyone knows, oh, he got good stuff, right? It became a much more concretized form of that spiritual koach. Does that make sense? Okay. So he says that even in the Nishma, it's unbelievable. Our Kedusha is more spiritual than the Kedusha of the Malachim, right? Because our Kedusha is really from tapping into a higher source. So it comes out that our Kedusha maybe is less defined than the Kedusha of the Malachim, because the Malachim's Kedusha is a more concretized version of our Kedusha. So when you want to know what is our Kedusha accomplishing, okay, you look at the Malachim's Kedusha. Oh, the Malachim are saying Kadosh must be that the Koach of our Kedusha is manifest itself, and that's what it looks like. So in other words, if you want to know, oh, what happened to Hashem? What did Hashem just do? Oh, look, the guy won the lottery. So you got to look down to see what happened upstairs, right? Because we don't really understand what happened upstairs. It's too dark for us. It's too hard for us. It's so refined. We can't sense it. Oh, but once it got concretized, oh, you see, the guy won the lottery, right? Sometimes you make a recipe, you add in a few spices. In the beginning, you don't really, what did the guy do now? I don't know. All of a sudden, you taste it. Oh, there's a, right? So when it becomes more physical, you can kind of see, it concretizes. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, the Kedusha of the Malachim is a more concrete version of our Kedusha. It's less Kadosh. It's more concrete. Imagine, the Malachim are the most spiritual beings, and yet we have a more refined version than them. So when it says Nikadish, we're going to be Makadish the Hashem, how? The same way that they're doing it. You understand what the Malachim are doing? If you see what the Malachim are doing, that explains a little bit of what we're doing. So that's what it means. But really, ours is still from a higher place. So basically, the bottom line is the Nefesh HaChaim is saying that our Kedusha taps into a place even higher than the Malachim themselves. Okay, and it's even more refined than them. Now, I wanna point out one other point. Okay, we think we view the fact that we have physicality as a limitation on us. We're limited, right? But we have to understand that really, the fact what makes us so powerful is because essentially we exist in all realms. Right, our neshama exists in the spiritual, and our guf exists in the physical. If we would only exist in the physical, like animals, then obviously we can't affect anything. We're not powerful in the galaxies and the olamos. If we exist purely in the spiritual realm, then we're like a malach, but the malach doesn't have a very strong power over the bria, right? So what makes us special is exactly the point that we have both. We have the physical and the spiritual. We're made up of both. The fact that we're made up of both itself gives us that special koach to make these changes and make these effects. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes that when we say Asher Yatzar, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Rofei Chol Basar, and what's the last words? Umafli la'asos. What does mafli la'asos mean? So mafli, you ever heard the word pele? A pele, it's unbelievable. So mafli la'asos means asher yatzar, Hashem says, you are rofei chol basar, you create people. Umafli, you made a pele. Unbelievable, what's a pele? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the pele is that you put a spiritual being and a physical being together to form mankind. Because animals are purely physical and malachim are purely spiritual. But where did you have a mix? The only place you have a mix is where is in man. We are a mix of both, but that's not our downfall. That's our mila. Our mila is because of that we can affect everywhere because we are made up of both. Okay? And that's our strength. So we just have to keep in mind that, you know, the point of this sefer is to realize how strong and powerful we are, how much effect we are, how much a little mitzvah that we do could go so far. A little bit of tzedakah, a little bit of tefillin, a little bit of tzitzis, a little bit of davening, a little bracha here. Everything we do, little, doesn't make a difference. The effect is tremendous because we are in charge of the bria over here. Okay, so that's essentially what he says here. And we're going to continue next tomorrow. It's Shem Sharal Pel Parakid Base. Okay.